Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We just got contacted by Professor Griff of Public Enemy. Got all these hip-hop legends calling the office. We're going to line him up for the show next week.
It's getting crazy.
You know, that's because they've got the courage. All these other rock stars, Hollywood people call here literally every week. Some, you wouldn't believe the names if I told you. Showing the good news, we're getting the word out. But it's these hip-hop legends like KRS-One and others that are actually reaching out to us. We're not even reaching out to them. This is exciting. So I can't wait to have maybe I'll have Dr. Dre on or LL Cool J. We wouldn't have Too Short. Think Too Short? Come on. Oh, my gosh. I grew up in Dallas listening to that when I was a teenager. You got to have some fun with all of this. No, they're all concerned. They know what's coming. Now, I want to continue with a few more calls for folks that have been holding the longest. Then I'm going to get into, again, if I just calmly get up here and report this news, it doesn't do its service. I mean, I need to be howling, screaming, pulling my hair out somehow to get your attention so that you'll get other people's attention. It's really happening. Massive gun control, bills hitting on every side, getting massive sponsorship. Obama will sign these if they get to his desk. What do you do then? I mean, I'm not turning my semi-autos in. I'm not going and being thumbprinted and face printed and registered to own guns. It's all there. It's all happening. And the FEMA camps, I'm going to get back into that in more detail. Paul Watson is doing a big detailed part two on that right now. It'll be on PrisonBonnet.com very soon. Let's talk to Philip in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Alex, you do a great job. You've done more in 5 years than the John Birch Society did in the previous 50. Hey, referencing H.R. 645, I don't want to turn this segment into Siskel and Ebert, but have you seen the movie Defiance?
No, I've heard about it.
Okay. It's a pretty good movie as far as movies go. Basic theme there, based on a true story, is don't get on a bus, don't turn in your gun, don't go to the camp. So I think there's a good message there as far as a Hollywood movie is concerned. Also, H.R. 645, I noticed in Section 2, the establishment of the emergency center is to have a centralized location, among other things, to have coordination for your faith-based organizations. So this ties in with the clergy response team and this sort of thing, which is also referenced in the movie Defiance. We're going to go to the camp, and we're all going to go in one happy flock, and we're going to have a
night. Well, of course, we always told people historically, in every example, the British 200 years ago in Africa and other places in the United States, then the colonies, they would say, we're taking you here for your safety. And they're going to have newscasts, first with the homeless, people that have lost their houses. They're exactly as I said they would do it, because it's history. Well, I'm not that smart. I mean, this is classical tyranny. That's why we're always right. We know the next step. So they're going to have rock bands and country bands playing at the camps. It'll be on the news. They'll have idiots clamoring to be in the camps. But again, it sets the precedent to have huge FEMA camps with brigs on them, controlling every major region. It says a major camp in every 10 FEMA regions, tied into smaller camps, if you read in there, camps on national parks. How long did we tell people that was the plan? We knew all this in 1990, especially with the base closures, because then it came out from our sources, and Mark Kornke's on record making films saying this, that they were keeping those refurbished to be camps, and now it's in the bill. See, this is key intelligence for us, because the whole bill confirms everything we said and lets us know that our analysis of the enemy attack profile was accurate. This is a key piece of intelligence.
Yes, and to reference what's going on just north of me in Kentucky, they have the ice storm. Now they're saying that those people may be out of power and water till mid-February. So after a little bit of freeze time, those people may be clamoring to get on a bus and go somewhere. So this is a wake-up call for people to have berthies on hand. You can use ice and snow.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. And see how this works? They have these FEMA drills. They bring in Mexican troops into New Orleans. It all just sets the precedent.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The bankers have robbed and looted basically everything. I know the public's starting to wake up to it, so they're moving into classical tyranny. I'm going to go back to Philip in Tennessee here in just a moment to finish up with how they're just conditioning everybody to go under federal control during emergencies, and now admitting that the camps are dual use for the American people and that Homeland Security is to be used in a regular army against the American people in combat. That's official army doctrine now, and is in mainstream news. Wall Street Journal's announcing the Amero will save you, North American Union will fix it. Now, Chris is in Louisiana and says he only has 5 minutes left on his lunch break and is in the middle of some training exercise, so we'll go to him to find out what he's calling in about. Chris, go ahead.
Hello?
Chris in Louisiana, go ahead. Yes.
Yes, Alex, I was calling in regards to the military exercises that are being conducted with the NOPD down here. I don't have a lot of time to talk, but they didn't alert the public. I received phone calls last night from friends and family. They were kind of on edge because they reported black helicopters flying at low altitudes. And I told them it was probably just a military exercise. And sure enough, 2 days after their campaign started, they released on WWL.com that residents on notice for overhead police train, and it just goes into discussing the operations.
Yeah, it's further conditioning the public for military occupation. We always told people that's why all these secret drills would be done, that they would later admit they were doing, buying off local police. This is a military takeover, just acclimating. It's all dog training. Humans are very similar. It's all animal, like training a bear. They're just acclimating us. It's domestication. It's institutionalization. WWL radio?
Correct.
All right, yeah, that's the big 50,000-watt blowtorch.
Right.
We will go to their site. We'll get that posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What specifically do they say they're doing?
Well, I actually contacted the NOPD, pardon me, before I had to go to work this morning to ask them if they were actually going to be conducting any type of ground exercises. Like, I know that they have in the past in Indianapolis, Indiana, and they really didn't give me any information. I actually called Congressman Steve Scalise, and they told me they didn't have any information.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised they didn't tell you it didn't exist.
Right, right. Well, because, you know, if the Coast Guard conducts rescue operations on Lake Pontchartrain, which is, for those that aren't familiar with the area down here,
behind New Orleans.
Correct. They'll announce that a week before. And then, you know, small to large crowds sometimes will gather to witness the,
yeah,
you know.
Sir, this is done. They'll always pick a place by a nursing home. They'll buy a police building. They'll blow the building up for a PSYOP. They'll have operatives there videotaping the public response. So when they really take over to City Hall, if they have to, or they really throw out a governor that's in PDD 51, when they really run an op, the public will stand down thinking it's just another drill.
Right, and the thing that disturbs me is after I told a few friends and family last night that this was probably an exercise, it was almost like a sigh of relief. And I tried to express to them that this is all psychological to accept the military on the streets.
And did they deny that? I mean, they've already had their guns confiscated. I mean, they've already seen that. So,
Well, to be honest with you, some people are listening, but unfortunately the majority aren't.
Well, we've seen Army documents. New Orleans was a laboratory.
Right.
And that's why an experiment. That's why they ordered the stand down of local police. That's why they held the other rescue workers in the Coast Guard and Walmart back. It was a PSYOP to see how the public would respond, to then claim people didn't have enough power and enough money. Quote, we screwed up, give us more power, problem, reaction, solution. And then I did see references to it now being a laboratory zone where they brought in Dutch troops, Mexican troops, all of it. And so, you know, that is now a hot zone where they're running operations. I mean, as you know, the gun confiscations.
Right. Well, okay, I appreciate speaking with you, Alex. And
anything else you wanted to add? Thank you. Anything else you want?
Well, not really. I just wanted to I sent an email to Aaron earlier, and I actually posted it earlier on a social network that I belong to that kind of resurrected after the InfoWars network was disbanded, and that is snardfarker@ning.com.
All right. And, we'll get it up on InfoWars. God bless you. Thanks for that report. And again, all of this is just to condition you. I mean, they'll have an ice storm. They'll have a tornado. And suddenly the Army shows up, says anybody caught in the town will be shot, you'll be arrested. And that sets the precedent. You know, your child's caught with Halls over-the-counter cough drops. They give one to a friend. They're arrested, or they're fined, or they're feed, or they're kicked out of school. It's all zero tolerance. It's all about letting us know we're prisoners. What do you think getting on an airplane is, having to take your shoes off and not being able to have water or not being able to have your toothpaste, saying it could be a bomb? It's about normal people having interactions with bureaucrats and paramilitary forces and preparing us to be asked questions, to be lined up, to show our papers. Same thing in England. It's happened to me. It's happened to Steve Watson. I've been in England over there one time since this was enacted, and the cops walked up because I was videotaping, you know, on the street. And they said, we're putting you in a terror database. It's all on video. It's in Terror Storm. Steve Watson's taking his girlfriend to a concert. They're getting on a bus, and they come over and say, give us your ID, line up, put you in a database. And they were just doing it to random people. And they admit now, what is it, 2 million people last time I saw in England put in the terror database. No, it's 8 million, excuse me. 8 million put in the terror database. Check that. Memory fell sometimes. I believe it's 8 million. a few months ago when I saw it in the news. They're also now arresting anybody that videotapes the police all over the U.S., all over England, all over Canada, all over Australia. Yeah, they have all the same programs. It's called Head Start here. It's called Secure Start in England. It's called something else Start in Canada, in Australia. They have not the animal ID system in Australia. They have the livestock ID, the national livestock ID. So instead of national animal ID, it's national livestock. So it's an NL instead of, and then the first two letters of the acronym, instead of NA. It's all happening. The bankers have unlimited money, our tax money. So you understand, they get our money through the taxes, then they come with the federal forces and extract even more, paying them with our money. It's just a Ponzi scheme. It's like Madoff to the power of a billion, in total control, just doing whatever they want. All right, going back to Philip in Tennessee. Go ahead, Philip. Oh, he dropped off. I wanted him to be able to finish up, but that other caller had to go on then, so I skipped him. Okay, Kelly in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Okay. Oh, Kenny. Kenny in Wisconsin. I'm out of control today. Kenny in Wisconsin. Kenny and Kelly were... Yeah, go ahead, Kenny.
I have two items, Alex. Number one, some years back, and I don't know if it was on your program or not, there were sightings. People had called in on the A shortwave program indicating there was this large incinerator with rail track and sightings in the state of Ohio.
Yes.
I'm calling more for an informational return on this, if anybody living in Ohio can more or less pinpoint this or get pictures of it. Item number two, regarding mind control, I was to the United States Patent Office website. There is a patent number, 5159703. Which indicates silent subliminal presentation system, or it's also known as S-Quad, silent sound spread spectrum.
And yeah, a lot of malls and casinos have those, and there's thousands of mind control patents, and that is very, very real.
Okay, well, Alex, I just wanted to bring that information forward, and I will listen off air. And thank you very much, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'll try, Kenny in Wisconsin. Okay. There is a railway station outside Chicago. There's also one in Ohio that is federally designated and controlled, and they put the barbed wire facing in. That's been videotaped, put on YouTube. That hasn't been publicly admitted to be a camp by the government, but we know it is. Okay. Now, what we do know, there's been two places that I've seen articles about incinerators. One was in a Northern California newspaper 5 years ago. I can't remember the headline. I do remember the headline 6.5 years ago in the Rocky Mountain News. And a few weeks ago, I mentioned this when somebody called in, and I said, put it, because I don't have time to find it again. I actually tried a few weeks ago and didn't have time to look deep enough. I can't remember the exact headline, but it was something like, Governor says incinerators ready for mass outbreak. And that was the basic headline. If somebody can find it again, we'll post it on the main page as a flashback at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or put it in the Prison Planet forum. I said this a few weeks ago. It's probably in there, and I just didn't see it. And they said, yes, we built emergency FEMA centers to burn 15,000 people. I'm going from memory on this. You know, my memory is about 99%. To burn, incinerate 15,000 people a day, the federal government built an incinerator outside Denver. Now, Rocky Mountain News, I read it on air probably 20 times when it came out in 2002, I believe. So there you go. You want news admitting incinerators? There it is. And my info is, and they map it out in this bill, that they're going to have it at all these facilities. They just don't mention it. They say other uses, but they're going to have these in every town. Also, some idiot posted a thing saying, I'm lying about Highland Mall having a FEMA center in it. Hey, Bubba, just Google FEMA Center Highland Mall. There's video of it.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 29th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 880.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for 906.07, 453.03 for a half ounce, and 226.52 for a quarter ounce. That's 906.07, 453.03, and 226.52.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Now they need to sell you on accepting it, that it's for your own good. I'm going to come back and get into the massive new flotilla of gun control, victim disarmament bills. Then we're going to get into the latest info on the open announcement of FEMA camps for you and your family. But before I do that, about a month ago, I started getting phone calls at the office about FEMA taking over two large stores, department stores, that had shut down in Highland Mall. And they pulled the names off the stores, so I can't even tell you. I don't go to the mall much. I don't go to that mall. It's in northeast Austin, right on I-35. But when I went out there to check it, it was two major stores, and FEMA was out there. And you go knock on the door, they say, get back, get out of here. There's feds in there. There's locals in there. And I just mentioned it yesterday in passing that Highland Mall had this. And somebody in the, I believe it's the prisonplanet.com comment page on the FEMA camp article that Paul Watson wrote, said that I was making it up, and how dumb does Alex think we are that we wouldn't go to Highland Mall and check this? Well, you must be as blind as a bat or disinfo agent not to know this. Now, if you just Google FEMA Highland Mall, you'll see mentions in the Austin Chronicle and the Austin American Statesman. An emergency outpost is what they're calling it, because they have all these little metastasized things outside their camps and their threat integration centers. And you'll see local Austin activists that went out there and had the security guards threaten to throw them off. Now, what they do is they move in with these, oh, Hurricane Ike's going to hit, and then after they leave, they keep it open. They're taking over. See, these things all have dual and multiple use. So they say, oh, we built a camp for emergencies, and if the people riot, and you know, they'll show the newscast people begging to get into these, and then that will sell the public that's a good thing. Germany did that. But they admit it is for political dissonance. That's now in the legislation. Congress has been threatened with martial law. This is public. So go ahead and play the audio. We'll post this video, and I'll play it again next hour when we go live at prisonplanet.tv so folks can actually watch it. But here's one of the many videos at the one little FEMA center. My only point was is that they're setting these up everywhere. They say they're going to set them up everywhere. This isn't one of the big ones. This is a little node which practices and trains the locals to go under FEMA control. Here it is.
What are y'all doing here?
We just
want to know. I want to know what y'all are doing here.
Step outside.
Will you tell me what's going on?
I will be more than happy as soon as you step outside.
Sure.
Is there a reason you're doing that?
We just saw the FEMA camp, and I thought y'all were part of the. Is there some sort of emergency, or what's going on?
The mall had been shut down. Not the mall. This store had already been shut down. But.
Is there some reason why FEMA's here?
In case Ike hits.
In case Ike?
I'm going to call them. He's not.
Dude, you're just a security guard. I'm a security guard.
Yeah. We're part of an organization that is just making sure everybody understands what's going on these days. Okay. I don't understand why y'all are here, though.
Well,
I still didn't explain why y'all are here.
I'm going to, okay? Just don't step.
So what kind of operations are going on inside?
Have a good night.
Just tell me, what kind of operations are going on inside?
Okay, so all over the country they're putting these in. There'll be an ice storm, there'll be a hurricane coming, and then they never leave. And there's other videos I've seen. Guys, there should be more videos than that. There's one where it shows a Homeland Security bus, and it shows FEMA buses. And we can show folks that next hour. So, I mean, I told you FEMA moved in and put in a little command center with the local police. Yeah, here it is. Here's the video of the buses and FEMA RVs. I mean, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for you people. I mean, the denial is just off the charts. And I guess you're just blind as a bat if you claim you went out to Highland Mall and it isn't there, okay? And, of course, we've got people in these articles commenting going, hey, things are breaking down. We need the camps. We need a place to put all these people that are in tent cities sprouting up all over the country from Michigan to California, from Florida to New York. You know, people who don't have money to pay their bills are freezing to death in their houses. They need to go to a warm camp. You can go read them. As I always said, they would introduce it this way. But if you read the fine print, it is for insurrection. The Army War College admits it. NORTHCOM admits they're preparing to engage the American people. First they said 4,000 troops, then 20,000 troops. Now they're saying 50,000 troops. It's on the nightly news, getting you ready for this. And they've publicly signed deals with Canada and Mexico. It's in mainstream newspapers. Google Congress angry they were not consulted about troop sharing deal. Or I mean, you can read these articles where Congress said last year we weren't consulted on foreign troops being used against the American people. I mean, I saw deals they were signing 7 years ago on this that I put in films with mainstream news articles. It's all PSYOP, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, Highland Mall has had two major department store buildings taken over by FEMA in Austin. And yes, there's a FEMA camp at the old airport. Got it? I got video of it and local news admitting it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Don't let it be said that we didn't fight tyranny.
By my side.
Don't let it be said that many of us didn't see it coming.
Many a young maid lost her bobble.
Didn't do the best job we could to warn our fellow humans.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
The bastards hung me.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
They will be remembered as tyrants. And those of us that fought them as lovers of liberty.
I was born upon the tide.
With the sea I did abide.
With the sea I did abide.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide. Where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado.
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I love Johnny Cash. I fly a starship.
I fly a starship across the universe divide.
And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Or I may simply be a single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
I'll be back again and again and again.
Good guys will be back again and again to fight evil, our progeny. Just like our ancestors fought them, and evil will be back again and again. And it is the eternal contest. But evil is eternally playing the part of the loser, the pitiful losers. Satan is a cosmic con artist, as my grandfather would call him, a great loser. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know we have a lot of calls, but I'm going to get into the gun control, the gun banning. Rather than give you the history of the operation or why they want to do it, you know the object, slavery. God, they want to have their way with us. They're just itching to attack us. They're just itching to go after us. Look at this, UK terror law to make photographing police illegal. There's a link to the British Journal of Photography. It says, photographing or videotaping police will result in 10-year prison sentence and or a fine. Because any true patriot knows one of our best weapons against police abuse and tyranny is the video camera. It's destroying their police state. They're not able to carry it out as they train their police to be attack dogs incrementally to go after the public. It's not working anymore. So they've been harassing and arresting and beating up photographers. There's all these countless videos in England and the U.S. of cops cornering people with cameras, but then somebody else has got a camera. Like in my film Truth Rising, Luke Radowski and others bravely are out there, but Tom Foti, bravely, are out there, and these off-duty, well, the retired police and the police coming back them up say, your backpack's a bomb, we're going to say it's a bomb, we know it's not a bomb, we're going to say it's a bomb, leave and turn your cameras off. And the uniformed police show up, grab the camera, and say, this is a gun. But thank God they had cameras down the street. So all that was caught on tape. This is a gun. Imagine the disrespect to himself those officers engaged in to sit there and try to frame somebody and feel good about it. That's tyranny. So go ahead. Go ahead and try to put people in prison to be videotaped. You know, it's not going to stop. It's all going to keep coming out. And just go ahead and squeeze because in the end you're going to be brought to justice, all of you. And, hey, if you're a good police officer or you're a good police chief, you don't want to be part of this evil architecture, speak out. Say no. Say no. Because they need our compliance. They need our acquiescence. And I'm going to tell you something, police. They're going to take your pension funds. You're not going to get them. The new order is going to rape you, too. So remember, 10, 20 years down the road, when you're living in a hell unimaginable, that if you didn't stand up and help us stop this, we need you. We want to be your brothers and sisters. We want to love you and honor you. We want you to join the light. We want you in this one life you've got to do the right thing, to stand with the heroes of liberty and freedom, the sons of liberty, the daughters of liberty, the sons and daughters of the republic. Don't choose the dark side. I know that there is still humanity and goodness in you. You know you've been conditioned. You know you've been twisted through peer pressure. You know you've been lied to. And you know we've told you the truth. So I ask you now with an open hand, join the Republic in its darkest hour. Join the people. Join God. Join creativity and honor and goodness and decency. Join truth. Join everything that is honorable. Repent that you've been deceived. And to those of you that have not been deceived, who have willingly joined evil because of the raw exhilaration of the raw exercise of power, you will fail, and you have never tasted of the true spirit of goodness. And I feel sorry for you, but you are no less dangerous, despite the fact I feel sorry for you. Just like I feel sorry for a copperhead I find in my backyard or a coral snake. Its nature is to bite. Its nature is to kill. It's danger to me and my family. And so it has to be dealt with. But for those of you who aren't snakes, whose true nature is that of a good person, of a lion, be the lion you were born to be. Have the mental toughness to see through your conditioning and brainwashing. And come in and join the people and humanity on God's side for the big win. Don't say you weren't born. Don't say God didn't put people in your life and didn't have you come across people in your path who didn't put signposts up ahead to let you know what you were doing. Don't say you weren't given a chance when you stand before the Creator of the universe and the sum of your free will is judged. In your heart, you know it is true. In your heart, you know there is a God. In your heart, you know I'm telling the truth. If you haven't been turned completely over to darkness. If you haven't gone past the point of no return. And that is the greatest sadness. You are damned. Not even damned by God. You are separated from goodness. You have committed and been consumed by evil. You are of your father. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am now going to get into the massive grouping of gun control bills. I'm going to go over some of the past bills we've covered the last few weeks, get into the new stuff. Let it be here. Proclaim publicly, it's on record again to millions listening, that the assault on the Second Amendment at the greatest level ever seen is now upon us. And the mainstream media is running silent, running deep. They know if they admit it's going on, there will be a giant groundswell that will defeat them. So they're going by stealth, by way of deception. Proposed law may allow Obama AG Holder to ban guns at will. H.R. 1022. Sponsored by New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy, with 67 co-sponsors and growing, was introduced and has now been reintroduced to the new Congress. And you can go read the bill for yourself where it says the Attorney General, who supports total gun ban, on record, he's argued before the Supreme Court, citizens have no right to own any firearms, is saying out of the gates in this bill, any semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, or handgun that he wishes by a decree will be banned. So they're passing, just like the banker bailout bill gave executive fiat power to the private Federal Reserve, not just to create money, but to do whatever they want, keep it, not even tell the Congress, the public, or any court. See, they're now vesting. They already did this through PD 51 and other executive orders and directives, but they have to get Congress in line with that or it's a total fraud. Even if Congress, though, then passes a law with something that's unconstitutional or against the common law, it's a fraud. But the point here is they want to get it all lined up, at least on paper. And so everything is just about executive fiat. No courts, no judges, no juries. He just says it. Now, that article, written 3 weeks ago by Kurt Nemo, is up on Infowars.com. It's January 7th. Proposed law may allow Obama AG Holder to ban guns at will. You can go read the bill for yourself. Now, here's the new one out of the New American Magazine, January 19th. It's been 10 days, and I missed this. We are not omnipresent. Far from it. Did I believe the Blair Holt, other gun control efforts on horizon article? No. Even though I trust this publication, I went and looked up the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the bill. H.R. 45, Blair Holt Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act. Here is the summary from the bill. Blair Holt's Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act of 2009 amends the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act to prohibit a person from possessing a firearm unless that person has been issued a firearm license under the act or a state system certified under this act, federalizing it, and such license has not been initiated, invalidated, or revoked, prescribes license application, issuance, and renewal requirements. Prohibits transfer or receiving a qualified firearms unless the recipient presents a valid firearms license. This is like Illinois. The license is verified, and the dealer records a tracking authorization number, total registration, prescribes firearms transfer reporting and record-keeping requirements, direct the Attorney General to establish and maintain a federal record of safe of sale system. So it tracks and bans private sales and registers you. It's psychological testing. Wait, folks. This is the total. This thing alone is just devastator. Prohibits transferring of firearms as part one to any person other than a licensee unless the transfer is possessed through a licensed dealer in accordance with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System requirements. With exceptions, a licensed manufacturer or dealer from failing to comply with reporting and record-keeping requirements of this Act 3, failing to report the loss or theft of a firearm to the Attorney General within 72 hours, got to report to the feds whenever your gun gets stolen or lost, failing to report to the Attorney General an address change within 60 days, got to report where you're at, gun owner's got to check in, you're on probation. That's what a license does, turns it right into a privilege, you're on probation. Keeping a loaded firearm or unloaded firearm and ammunition from the firearm, knowingly or recklessly disregarding the risk to a child capable of gaining access. So this is like California where you have to lock the handgun, the rifles, any guns up and have it separated, and then they do SWAT team raids to check, and then when somebody comes in is axe murdering people, the famous case, they can't get the gun. If a child uses the firearm and causes death or serious bodily injury, prescribes criminal penalties for violations of Firearms Prevention Act by this act, directs the Attorney General to establish and maintain a firearms inquiry information clearinghouse, so a big tattletale squad group you report to, conducting continuing studies and investigations of firearm-related deaths and injuries, collect and maintain current production and sales figures for each licensed manufacturer, authorizes the Attorney General to certify state firearms licensing or record of sales systems, and then I'm digging through the bill here. Where's the part I found when I was reading it? It gets into the tests you're going to have to do federally to get a gun. Psychological records, any misdemeanor, it's all here. Where is it? This is out of the article on H.R. 2666, which has now been reintroduced as H.R. 45. The bill requires, this is out of the New American, you can go to the subsection. The bill requires a Blair Holt license involving a detailed application, including photo, thumbprint, written test, release of mental health records. See, they make you waive that. They're not allowed now to do that, but see, now they're making you bring the private records and put it in there for your entire life. Firearms owners would also be required to report all gun transfers, even those to other family members, to the Attorney General's database. It would also be illegal for a licensed gun owner to fail to record a gun loss or theft within 72 hours, and it goes on and on and on. This was introduced by Rahm Emanuel in the last legislative session. It's now been reintroduced into the new title, H.R. 45. This is the absolute end of the Second Amendment, this bill alone, and I've got 10 of them here in front of me. Now, remember, they built the biggest federal building in U.S. history over the last 5 years. It was completed a year and a half ago. The new BATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, now BATFE. And they have massively increased their bureaucracy, and Bush supported the assault weapons ban, and you cowardly, foolish, fake, Limbaugh-listening conservatives confronted me on the street and in emails and even in McBride's, one of their employees, while I was buying a shotgun, came over and said, Alex, I don't appreciate you saying Bush supported the assault weapons ban. And then the manager came over and said, no, it's true. It's true. He's right. And the guy was like, huh? Listen, coward. I'm right. You're wrong. Okay? They're coming for your guns. And a lot of you gun shops may think it's cute right now. Everybody's scared to death. You're not going to have a business soon. You're not going to have a future soon. I told you the instant check was registration. You lied and said, Alex, don't say that. It scares away customers. Then they only do private sales. There's even some gun dealer consortiums that are lobbying to ban private sales because they think they'll get more business. Listen, fools, the Second Amendment comes before you making some short-term money. Good thing I got restrained or I'd punch people like you in the nose. You're disgustingly stupid and short-sighted. You're jackasses is what you are. And while they built up this infrastructure to go after the Second Amendment for the last 8 years, you were sleepy time. You weren't listening. You weren't involved. I told you the ultimate assault was coming last year. You better support Gunners of America. And I told you the NRA is a gun control group. It was founded for gun control, and it lobbied for the 68 Gun Control Act and every other major act before that. Then they, quote, compromise each time to get our neck further in the noose. They are coming for your guns. They want you to fight back. They want a physical war to start. They're bastards. And I'm telling you, we have no other choice but to not give them our guns. And they're going to incrementally pass these laws. They're going to incrementally SWAT team and harass people, and they love hitting old people because, you know, a lot of old folks won't go get registered. They won't even know about the law. Then they'll SWAT team like they do in Illinois and other areas. They've done this over and over again at state level. Now they're doing it federally. Now that's only one of the bills. There's more. There's more. And again, Holder trying to get a new law passed where he can ban any guns he wants by the stroke of a pen himself. They are criminal, degenerate terrorists. Holder was clearly involved in Oklahoma City. These are terrorists that want our guns.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Not an important point, but the guys just informed me that the audio that goes out versus my voice is a 200 millisecond delay, so that I shouldn't sing along with music, because when I'm hearing it, it's actually delayed, so it doesn't sound right. I never said it sounded right. I'm not a singer.
To see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus
on the pain.
The only thing.
The only thing.
The delay's that big, I have to say it way before.
The needle tears the hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting.
Try to kill it.
Try to kill it all away.
But I remember.
But I remember
everything.
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend.
Everyone.
Everyone I know goes away in the air.
I just wanted to turn the delay off.
Could have it all.
You know, I got all this serious news here.
My empire.
But I like to screw around a bit because I can't psychologically take how hardcore serious all this is without having a little fun. We need to hurt. We need to know how evil and bad we are and how out of control society is and turn it around. Oh, man. They really tripled the size of the gun confiscators. They really are going to use the military against us. They really are building FEMA camps. And there's no more time to screw around public. There's no more time to sit there and deny what I'm saying. If you did any research, you'd know I'm telling you the truth. And they really are coming for our guns, and we need people hysterically calling all their friends, family, neighbors. We need everybody calling Congress. We need everybody calling the White House and not saying, please don't pass these bills. Tell them, look, you murdering pieces of trash, you criminals, you Madoff scammers, all you offshore crooks. Don't start World War III with the American people. You are not going to get our guns, you pieces of trash. Let these pieces of trash know that you are not going quietly into the night. You are not going into their FEMA camps. You are not going along with it. They have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and the courts, and they say they're going after your Second Amendment in action. While the liar frontman, Barack Obama, sits up there saying, I'm not coming after your guns. I'm only going to have some reasonable gun control. And reasonable is in the bills he's tried to pass and what he said in the past, and his new attorney general, and the Illinois crime boss, Mossad officer, Rahm Emanuel, is confiscating your guns. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. They're going to shift the whole anti-terror apparatus, the whole phony drug war apparatus of paramilitary police against the Second Amendment. These guys like to kill people. They're going to enjoy sitting out front of your house and gunning you down. They think it's tough. They think it's fun. We're going to go live at 20 after at PrisonPlanet.tv for 40 minutes with Kurt Nemo in studio. We're going to get Kurt back in studio again tomorrow. We got Jordan Maxwell coming up. And I haven't even gotten into the FEMA camp news. I haven't even gotten into it. And I haven't even plugged any sponsors that make this show possible. I better do that. I'll tell you right now, the biggest thing sponsoring us is the sale of videos, and we got a great film, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, just came in. The third installment of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, this just came out. This is just now available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Infowar is the key. We're trying that so that we can stop a physical war, and if it goes to a physical war, the info war will assure we win because we'll have enough people awake to defeat the global crime syndicate and their Hitlerian Stalin-esque operation against the Republic. Mobilize, activate, engage the enemy in the info war now!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day on